The Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Thursday's podcast.
Yeah. I mean, a lot happened, but we need to find a gravitron. So listen to the show.
Yeah, that'll make sense. Here we go.
Those two girls.
I don't know how this conversation started within our team, but we started reminiscing about a ride called the gravitron that used to basically be at every country and metro show in the 80s and 90s and well into the 2000s, but I don't know if they're still around anymore. So if you're not familiar with a gravitron, it was an amusement ride that was you'd walk inside it, and there
it
were
like
padded panels up against the walls.
Yes.
And you would stand against the padded panel, and when the ride started, the force of the ride would push you up off the floor, and you'd be sort of stuck against the wall, feeling like a fly on bug paper.
It's what I imagine death feels like.
Absolutely. You know? And basically it was called the gravitron because when the ride was in motion, you'd be experiencing, it says here, three times the force of gravity.
And there's so been many a vomits in a gravitron, so much so that it was renamed the vomitron.
And I can distinctly remember going into a gravitron immediately after someone had spewed in it and being trapped in there for so long. But then we started talking about there were always those kids who were cool enough to go upside down on the gravitron. So as the rest of us were pinned to the wall, trying not to hurl.
Yes.
There'd be those who were like upside down, like a huntsman spider.
Yes, because it requires a fair amount of strength to navigate your body out of that initial
pose
to actually move yourself around to the upside down position. Yeah. Were you ever
I
able to do it, Sarah?
I was never, ever, ever cool enough to go upside down on the gravitron, ever. I was just pinned like I was crucified to the side of the gravitron. No way. Were you?
No, I was too busy focusing on swallowing down my spew. That was my focus for the entire 3 minutes. Just hold it down.
There was also like, it required a lot of self-trust because you had to get right up again before the ride finished. Otherwise, you'd fall on your head.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, so I'm guessing you were a flat no, Scott, as far as...
I'm going to say something really controversial to this team.
Oh, gosh.
I don't ever remember riding the gravitron full stop.
Get him in a gravitron, producer Aaron.
Oh, my.
Organise it. Do it for us.
How was your childhood, hun? Yeah. Do you need to have a chat? Anyway, let's open the phones. 131060. Let's find the people out there who were cool enough to go upside down on a gravitron.
Yeah, 131060, were you cool enough to go upside down on a gravitron? Can I throw a double point one in here?
Sure. Yeah.
A specific person I'm looking for. If you've been to a show this year and been upside down on a gravitron, I know the Sydney Royal Easter Show was just Easter time. 131060.
It is called the Easter show.
Yeah, it was at Easter.
It's not on at Christmas.
So weird they do it then. 131060, have you ever ridden upside down in a gravitron? Double points if you've done it in 2019.
I mean, none of us are those people.
Can I just say, the landing on your head thing, people keep calling through to the show and saying the gravitron at Luna Park,
yeah,
the floor drops away. So you just would fall into the
abyss.
So there's
still one around the traps?
Scotty, when the ride starts slowing down back to the, like when the ride gets to the end, the floor comes back up. So you don't fall into a black hole.
Oh, that's so lame.
You would still fall on your head.
That's so lame.
Anyway, Sonia on 131060. Were you cool enough to ride upside down on the gravitron, my friend?
Oh, we were better than that.
What did you do?
The gravitron went into Luna Park in 1985, and we used to be there every Friday night. So this was before it smelt like spew. It was great. You'd have competition to how many times you could turn upside down and get yourself right.
Oh.
And I must admit, being really little, I was good at that.
Yes, like a gymnast.
Yeah, and then you'd have a competition to see how many pads you could get across from where you started.
Oh, yes.
How many people you could roll over the top of.
Oh, that's right.
Sonia.
People who would go over the top.
Over the
like
top.
I would be flat against the wall and someone would crawl across.
Sonia, yep. At what point in your life did you realise that the Gravitron was no longer possible for you? Because I reckon you reach a certain age and then you just, it feels like death, as I said earlier.
You know, went back about 5 years later, walked in, it smelt like vomit, walked out.
Yeah, oh, right. Okay, right. So that was it.
Sonia, I'm curious. Have you ever called a radio show before or have you been waiting for this phoner your entire life? This is your time to shine, Sonny.
I was listening to you this morning thinking of so many memories because my sister had turned 18 and just got her licence and we lived in the Yarra Valley, so it's a good hour and a half away.
Wow, that's commitment.
You just brought back so many fantastic memories.
Here for you, Sonia.
Sonia, how much do you want Scotty to get in a Gravitron? Because he is sweating bullets.
Yeah, big time. And cartwheel it four times.
Okay, the challenge has been laid down.
Cartwheel.
Yeah, you've got to turn and you get to your head. You've got to count to five. Turn back up so your head's upright again. Count to five.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I have the record on that of doing it 14 times.
14 times?
Okay, oh
my God. We're jotting
Sonia.
That down.
Sonia, oh, my Sonia's gosh.
All right, AJ, 13, 10, 60, were you the cool kid that went upside down on the Gravitron?
How you going, girls?
Good.
Okay, this year me and my daughter were at the Easter show. We're both upside down and we had people on either side of us and they stewed on us.
No! AJ, no. So you were covered. You were covered.
So you thought this would be an amazing bonding experience with your daughter so she could see how cool dad is and try and do a little topsy-turvy action and you got chundered on.
I got chewed on big time.
Did you then vomit yourself? Because if someone vomits, I vomit.
Once I got off, I spewed everywhere outside.
Yeah, Lise and I have been known to do that. Like if I do a little...
Corey on 13, 10, 60, round us out here. Do you go upside down on the Gravitron?
I don't think there's an age where you're too old to go on the Gravitron because there's kids on there that obviously don't know you can go upside down. So you might as well get on there. So I was on there with the X-Misses and... I went upside down and all the other kids just sort of looking at me like, look at this bloke. So I was the cool kid in the park and yeah, upside down I went. And yeah, so I've always done it. It's like one of them daredevil sort of things you got to do. So.
Corey is keeping tradition alive for the next generation.
Corey is showing them how it's done. He is like... the king of the Gravitron.
I want Corey and Sonia to have a Gravitron off and see who is the better Gravitron artist.
Guys, I think we're actually going to try and make this happen. As you all know, our show doesn't really have any budget, so I don't know how we're going to get a Gravitron to our show. But if we do, it's gonna be something spectacular,
Look,
Sarah.
It's now or never.
13, 10, 60, do you own a Gravitron?
Do you own a Gravitron? We will hire it from you.
Birthday. Lees has just put her cans on and we're ready to roll. Now, I have
Why
a question
are they
for
called
you.
Cans
I don't
headphones.
Know. I mean, it sounds cool to say it, but
I don't understand.
It feels a bit unnatural. Why are they called cans, Scott?
Damn it. I didn't think you'd drag me into this and I could just stand here. I've no idea. I don't even know why you guys have started saying that.
I haven't.
Well, just because I've noticed it's the lingo. It's what people
just
say.
Just trying to be hip hop and happening.
Could we plant a word, Lees, and see if Sarah starts using it?
Sure. That's, yeah, I like that idea.
Maybe. Now, I have a question, Lees. So yesterday, you know, we were out at lunch together with our friend, and you are... big on the doggy bag.
Well, I'm big on zero food waste.
That's right. However, I think you're taking a little bit too far because you had doggy bagged up an entire plate of food as it was put down on the table that none of us got to eat. So as it was placed down, Lee said, do either of you two want any of this or have we eaten enough? And we said, oh, we're pretty full. And Lee said to the waiter, I'll take that home in a doggy bag. That's for dinner tonight.
100%.
So she took home an entire Greek salad, leftover raw kingfish, a whole plate of zucchini fritters.
Yeah.
And we weren't done,
And you know
Scott.
What? And you know what?
But why is Lee's going to take them home?
Because nobody, this is because the thing, Sarah's too much of a snob.
No.
And our friend was travelling back home on a plane.
Yeah, don't you think it's a bit rich? Like
it's
we
not.
Haven't even finished.
That food,
we haven't even finished nibbling at it, and I'm not questioning the
you
zero. I'm just
eaten.
Saying, give it a little bit of time. Are you limiting my food
yes,
intake?
Yes, you had eaten enough. You'd eaten half a basket of bread. You were done. You were done. And again.
Wow.
And I said, that's it. I'm taking no one else is going to take it. That food was going to go straight in the garbage. And you know
stunned.
What? This beautiful high-end establishment, do you know what? When I said that, they said, yes, ma'am, absolutely. They even have their own beautiful branded takeaway bag. So it is a thing. And I walked out of there with my head held high, no shame. And I said, this is the way of the future.
I'm pleased that you aren't putting food to waste. I am. I just think you need to hold your horses and stop limiting the amount of food that your guests
Sarah,
eat.
Sarah, you unbuttoned your jeans. That
doesn't
cute.
Mean I was full. That's not a sign. That was just making more room. I really could have done with a bit of feta and capsicum in there.
Following the story of Lee's stealing from the buffet, I'm intrigued how many steps away Lee's is from walking around a whole cafe and being like, are you done? Table five. Are you done?
Yeah. Then we'll find her at the bins outside afterwards. That's fine. Put that in a bag. Kids.
Lee's is the Ibis of our show.
She is.
Guys,
she is
I'm
Ibis.
A zero food waste hero. So
no, I agree. I think that is good.
Thank
but
you, Scott.
You pretending that this is part of your zero food waste thing is a lie.
That
because
is not
this
a lie.
Was you long before the zero food waste thing.
True. Also, you're listening to Those Two Girls. Sarah, do you remember Grumpy Cat?
Yes.
Everyone knows Grumpy Cat, right? Yeah. He was that unusually sourpuss.
Yeah.
You know, a cat that really looked like he hated life.
Yeah.
And he was very famous. He was used in a number of TV commercials.
I mean, memes galore.
Memes by the bucket load. Well, Grumpy Cat passed away last week.
Okay.
7 years old. He passed away in his mother's arms. But information about Grumpy Cat's net worth.
Stop. Did he pass away in his mother's arms or his owner's
his
arms?
His owner.
Because
it says in the article.
Honestly, this whole mother's
just
fur baby
let it
thing
go.
Just it's a pet.
I know. He passed away.
Gosh.
It said it in the article. I didn't
well,
use
correct
the
it.
Word. Anyway, information has come out about Grumpy Cat's estimated net worth. Because he had millions.
Going to be depressing for us.
He had millions of followers on his social media. I think like over 1.7 million, something huge.
He was kind of one of those original influencers. Before we knew anyone was going to make a lot of money off just being on the internet, he was one of them.
Yeah, that's right. Guess how much he was worth?
Oh, I don't even want to guess.
$100 million
dollars.
Okay.
No way.
Get this. Did you know
From
that Grumpy
what?
Cat has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
What?
He, as I said earlier, he featured in TV ads. He sold 500,000 copies of a book. I didn't even know Cat had opposable thumbs to write. So that boggles the mind. And he was in a feature film. But this has got people talking about
this is depressing.
The
what
phenomenon.
So hard to make a buck.
Well, there's a new category called pet.
I see what you did there.
There's a new category called pet influencing. As Scotty touched on before, there's human influencers. We're aware of them. They sell charcoal toothpaste and teeth whitening kits. But then you have your pet influencers, okay? There's even an agency. There'd be more than one. But there was a woman who is a pet manager and a CEO of a company called Pets on Cue.
Yeah.
And they represent animal influencers, okay?
Like who else or what else?
Okay, so she has cats in the six-figure range.
Oh
on her books. Okay, so I'll tell you who she has. She has a raccoon called Pumpkin. Okay, Pumpkin the Raccoon has 1.5 million bloody followers and is making more money than you and I will ever dream of combined.
Like 15,000.
Then she also represents Hamlet the Piggy.
Oh, my God. Hamlet is a good name.
In case there's a remake of Charlotte's Web.
Well, look, Hamlet the Piggy is raking in the dough. He is bringing home the bacon, which is an unfortunate phrase for Hamlet the Piggy. She also has Loki, who's a husky, a beautiful husky.
Yeah.
And Mr. Pokey the Hedgehog.
Wow.
But there is one cat that is following in Grumpy Cat's footprints. Kobe. Now, Kobe the cat has 1.5 million followers. You can look him up on Insta. And Kobe is known for his incredible blue eyes with this naturally gorgeous eyeliner.
Right.
So he's really quite striking.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Kobe the cat doesn't just do ads for pet food
or makeup tutorials on YouTube.
Sarah, don't even kid about it. He is currently doing 4 makeup.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. He is on a billboard in Brazil for a major makeup brand.
Wow.
Representing their new eyeliner.
Okay. So
I'm going to show you a picture of Kobe.
So there is a pretty penny to be made
from a
pet.
Sarah, look at a picture of Kobe and tell our listeners. We'll put it up on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah. Look at this cat.
I mean,
and look at its eyes.
If Bridget Bardot was a cat, it would be Kobe.
Oh, wow.
Would you buy that eyeliner, Scott?
I would trust that cat. Like, if that cat told me to do something, okay, I'd do it.
Well, Lise, you've got a dog, though.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're taking it
and
here.
And I think you need to get your Great Dane, Minnie, who, I mean, she doesn't really have a talent except sleeping on the lounge, but...
She can open a door.
She can open doors. Sarah, every time we put Minnie up on our social media, it goes off. It goes off more than the content that you and I
so
put
more
on.
More than a picture of you and me.
Do you think we can make a buck off Minnie?
Can I suggest you put up 2 videos on your social media, one of Sarah opening a door and one of Minnie opening a door, and see which one does better?
Okay. Do I still have that video of Minnie opening a door? Let's do it. We're going to do it again on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah, and then I'll do one of those little poll things.
Which one did you like more?
How do I feel like I'm a Sarah, loser already before we've even done this
make
challenge?
Make it good. Come up with something.
Okay.
Open a door and make people like that.
Okay.
I've got amazing news. You guys know how I feel about John Bon Jovi, the soundtrack of my youth.
Well, that's right, because your husband Dane gave you a mixtape that had lots of John Bon Jovi songs on it.
Yeah, we both love him a lot. Yeah. Anyway, John Bon on Monday was given an honorary doctorate of music. But he's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
Forget the
so
music.
So if he's
part.
On a plane and someone has a heart
he's
attack
now
and they say,
doctor.
Is there a doctor? He can be like, yes.
Yes, he is now.
I'm a doctor.
Dr. John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I mean, I could have seen the writing on the wall when he was in that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow and Whoopi Goldberg. He was a house painter.
Doctor.
Yeah, now
it's
he's
the
a doctor.
University of Pennsylvania that have bestowed this honour upon him. But you know what? It makes him a doctor. Plain and simple, Sarah.
I mean, he has written a lot about life and death in his music.
That is his entire repertoire of songs. It's about being alive, being dead, being alive. Are you alive?
I mean,
alive?
He'd have to regret this one, though, right?
Unfortunate
goes
timing.
Against his new profession.
Unfortunate for him. I feel that he is very black and white in his approach to life and death.
Which song is that one? That's not a line you gave
that
me.
Is, that is.
Well, who does he want, Scott?
Just for everyone playing at home, you said the line was.
We did.
You said the line was. Now all he needs is patience, and he's looking for them. So you rewriting on the fly, Lise, is the problem.
I reckon everyone's lining up to have him do a bit of healing action like this. Lay your
hands on me. Bit of Reiki. Alternative therapy, Sarah.
Also, that was a Rocker Steadford song that I was involved in back in the day.
Could still do the moves.
I feel like, you know, he's a gorgeous doctor, but what's his bedside manner like? Not great. He's blaming.
So, I mean, Judgy McJudge
is
isn't
blaming
he?
His poor ill patients.
But I reckon he does know his way around a hospital. He's put his patients
horizontal on a.
With rails, you can sleep when the ivy fails.
Oh, we are like one brain. We are one human. You're welcome.
I would go to Dr. Jovi.
Wouldn't you? Dr. Jovi. Mm-hmm. That's got a nice ring to it.
Well, our end of show music's playing.
And for Scott, that can't come quick enough.
I have to go.
You know what? I'm going to download his entire album right now. Can I get that for free through the radio station?
Oh, my. You love him that much, hey?
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was today's show.
Apparently. apparently there's a Gravitron around the Fraser Coast area.
Well, their show, their show's coming out. How do you not know that? Aren't you like a patron of the Fraser Coast show?
No, she's not. Sarah? That's not. Why she doesn't know about it. They don't include her in their mail outs.
No, I haven't even been given the keys to the bloody city.
Bundaberg's Fraser Coast, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I'm scared of the travelling Gravitrons. I feel like there should be one...
fixed.
A fixed Gravitron.
Because they take 6 hours to set up and 3 hours to pack down. I read that on Wikipedia, which means it's legit. And that doesn't seem like
I'm
a lot
of time.
Going
in it. I will...
Have you been on the Wheel of Brisbane?
Yes.
Every time it comes around to do that final loop, I'm always thinking... Are we going to roll up that path? Like, is this thing going to come off its hinges?
Lise is not good on rides,
no,
full
I'm not.
Stop. Because
really?
2 years ago, we had to ride the biggest biggest amusement ride at the Ekka, which is Brisbane's show. And so Lise and I were put on it side by side. It went up something like, I don't know, it was 17 stories
was
high or what
horrific.
Have you. So when I'm on a ride, I start giggling and being unable to breathe from laughter. So that's my MO. Sitting beside Lise is like hell suspended above earth.
I get very angry.
Time,
surprise,
like,
surprise.
This is what I hear. then she'll start punching me with any, and I don't know how she does because I'm trapped by inertia in my seat, and somehow Lise manages to punch out.
I have
like
to lash
I'm
out. I must. Yeah, because you encouraged it. You encouraged the producers to force us, Sarah. And I was but a mere victim. And I didn't want to do it. And I didn't want to go on it because I know my limits in life. And as much as when I was young I could handle it, I can't anymore. And I feel very scared.
See, it's up for me to be the one in my family who goes on rides with my kids because my husband gets too travel sick. He cannot
really?
Do it.
Yeah, no, I'm not
good
on...
Can't do it. And so we were up in... We were on a road trip and we went up to Bowen when the Bowen show was on a couple of years ago. So I thought, I'll show the kids how it's done. And I went on whatever the wipeout is now called, you know, seat, like a seated
the
bus
ones that
just rolls repeatedly, goes up, goes down.
The ones that turn on themselves,
yeah.
They're no
And
good.
I thought, oh, I used to love this when I was young. I remember going on it with Dad. We had a great time and I hopped on it with all the other, you know, 14 and 15-year-olds who were there. And I honestly needed 40 minutes to recover afterwards. I was that green.
It's foul.
I think the key thing when you go on a ride with someone who's a bit scared is to wait for like the first click or clonk sound as the ride gets into progress. Be really chilled, relaxed. And the moment that sound happens, look at them with a look of fear and go, I've never heard that. I don't think it's meant to do that. Anyway, I have to go. Do you guys want to keep talking?
No.
Ciao.
Right, look after
not
yourselves.
Really, if you're not here, there's no point, Scott.
Guys, should I get a sibling photo for the school photos?
Yes.
Do you? Yeah. Is that what, I never had one with my sister. You just got
the
individual
ones. Yeah, but you can
ones.
Also tell. Yeah, you'd be a different person tell. If your parents had let you have a photo
do you
with your
you
sister.
Have a, isn't that annoying for the kids? They
all
have
right,
to find
gotta go. Have a good day. Bye.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.